Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Welcome to another Parents Coaching Parent Network Live Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.A. Scott. I know some of you probably thought that we weren't going to make it on the air this evening, but hey, believe it, we're going to make it every time we get the opportunity. Again, I promise you another fantastic show this evening there, folks. If nothing else, you'll leave away here with some information that you probably didn't have the first time. But this evening, hopefully, we can have our special guest call in, and our guest will share some information from a different perspective, talking about what happens after the basketball or the football, last football is thrown, or looking at it from a perspective of other professions in the sports industry, all right? But, again, the Parents Coaching Parent Network is here to support you, parents, as we guide you to that recruiting process, through that recruiting process, and guide you on to that athletic scholarship. I always say it, and you know I'm going to say it, I can't start my show without getting some information from my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith, come on, bring it to us.
Student of the game, had people friend and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Okay, that's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright brings it to us every week on our Blog Talk Radio Show, Parent Coaching Parent Network. Keith shares that information with us. He's making smart cool. Keith is currently a student at Harvard University, at the same time playing basketball as well. Parents, what are we going to do? We're going to try something a little different this evening. Instead of having my callers call in, my caller, should I say, my guest speaker calling, I'm going to try to see if I can reach him. He wasn't sure exactly what he was going to be doing, so he said reach out to him and hopefully we can make this connection and he can share some information with us this evening. Again, if you're interested in calling in, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. If you have some questions or you want to add something to the Parent Coaching Parent Network, feel free to give us a call at 646-929-2416. Like I said, parents, we're going to try something slightly different. But before we get to that part, I want to share something with you. Right now, I know in the Virginia area, Hampton Roads area, they currently have the Junior Olympics going on. Where you have well over 12,000 young athletes out here competing, just as you would see in the Olympic Games. They're out here in the Hampton Roads area competing on a daily basis. It started earlier this week, and it will go all the way through to Saturday. So if you want to check out some stats and some good information on how these young men and women are doing, Or if you know somebody from your area that's competing, you can always go to AAUsports.org, or you can Google Junior Olympics, AAU Junior Olympics, and that'll give you some stats and results of what's going on with them young athletes. Remember, parents, we have a couple good shows coming up. We have the math lady come on and talk about the SAT, how to prepare for the SAT. She is a math expert. She's going to come on and talk about the SAT. That will be on August 12th. That's a big show, big show. So hopefully quite a few of you parents can get in on that call. You missed quite a few of the other special calls that we had, but we got some things coming on for you parents. I'm going to see if I can reach out to my guest and see if he'll come in and join in with us for a quick second. Let me see if I can reach him. I'm going to try to give him a call right now. Like I said, I'm going to try something different there, parents. I'm going to try to reach my guest and see if he will come online and talk to us for a short minute or so. We're going to see how that's going to work out for us. Other than that, I'm hoping that things have been going good for you. But the Parent Coaching Parent Network is here to support you and make sure that you understand the recruiting process. You know, things that you need to be aware of is SAT, you know, because that time's coming up again, parents. That time is definitely coming up. You know, they will probably have an SAT coming up right around the corner. And if your athlete hasn't already registered, then you might want to start looking at that certificate. I'm going to try to reach out to my caller right now, my guest. Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. Everett Glenn.
You've reached him.
Everett, this is Michael Scott from the Parents Coaching Parent Network, sir. How are you this
evening? Hey, man, how you doing?
All right, you got a second to be online with us?
Yeah, let me get off this other line.
Okay, no problem. All right, we got Mr. Everett Glenn. Hey. This man has been in the sports industry world for quite some time, and I trust you, parents, he's going to bring something to us, bring some information to you that you are not really familiar with. Everett, are you back with us?
I'm here, Michael. Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just trying to give the folks a little insight on Mr. Everett Glenn, but if you would, please, sir, tell us who Everett Glenn is.
Everett Glenn is a black man from Long Beach, California, by way of Cleveland, Ohio. I've been a lawyer for 32 years, and I've represented major corporations, city government, federal government institutions, and I've also represented a handful of professional athletes over the years. And what we try to do is, I wonder if I could sum up my career, I help people take advantage of opportunities to maximize them and create wealth as opposed to, you know, just 15 minutes of fame.
Exactly. And Everett was kind of modest when he said all that. In other words, he helped you understand that there's other things that you'd be doing in the world other than running up and down the court. Or if you decide to do that, there's still other things you can do, because at some point in time, the ball will stop bouncing, the last pass will come to you, and at that point, what are you going to do at that point? So Everett was just also on ESPN out there in California, where I had an opportunity to catch some of that clip. He talked about some very interesting things, and hopefully we're going to get him to share some of that information with us this evening. Some of the things that we've talked about over the years is understanding, or athletes understanding, that the sport industry doesn't solely consist of the athlete. It also consists of other professions. So you can still be a professional in the sports industry. Can you talk a little bit about that there, Mr. Glenn?
Yes, yes. Well, we have a program that we started, and it's called the Business of Sports Summit, the BOSS Summit. That's what it stands for. And what we do is, Mike was right, most of our children just want to play the game, and that's wonderful if we've been blessed with the talent to do that. But there's only a few guys who get a chance to play the game at the top level. And what our kids don't understand is while the Charlotte Hornets get 15 players, they got 125 people that work for the Charlotte Hornets. Okay, and we're trying to get the job that's the hardest one to get and last the shortest period of time. We're not trying to be team president or team physician or team trainer or team photographer or team security or team video guy, team IT guy. There's all of these positions that we don't even know exist. Even the players who play in the league don't necessarily know these positions exist because they go out the back door of the facility, and the people who have these jobs, they come in the front door.
Exactly.
And what we're trying to do is help these kids. I mean, again, it's great to pursue sports. There's no doubt about that because there's things that you can learn in sports that you cannot learn elsewhere in terms of toughness and dedication and focus, and you get knocked down and you get back up, and all those are wonderful lessons that you can learn. But you can use those lessons in one of these jobs that you can have for the rest of your life. I mean, the guy who was the groundskeeper in Cleveland, he cut grass for about 50 years. I mean, he got so good at it that he became a consultant to other teams. And when they had the Super Bowl, they would bring him in to make sure the grass was just right. So, I mean, it's so landscaping is another profession that these teams have. And, again, all we're trying to do is get one of those playing positions that's the hardest to get that's going to last the longest period of time. So what we do is we bring in, we did one down in Miami as part of the Super Bowl, and we brought in people who work in the front office, who work for TV networks and other occupations that are related to the sports industry but don't involve playing, so that the young people can actually touch these people, because most of them don't even know, again, these people exist, and they surely don't think that black people have any of these positions. But the fact of the matter is, we man a fair amount of these positions, and so once they can see and touch and feel that a person looks like them has got money positions, then hopefully it will encourage them. That's our goal. It will encourage them while you're still trying to go pro in something, go pro with one of these jobs that, again, you can have forever. You don't have to worry about getting cut. You don't have to worry about coach change, losing records, nothing. You can have one of these jobs forever.
Hey, that is it, put in a nutshell.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I was trying to hear. I thought you were saying something else. But,
no.
You know, he just clearly put it that you can still be a professional. You can still be on the scene without having to worry about trying to be that athlete out there on the field. Because if you realistically believe it or not, or if you know it or not, that job as an athlete may last you 10 years. And if that, you know, some athletes don't even last that long. And
oh,
Mr.
yeah,
Jenkins,
you can't be a good one in 10 years. You have to be a good one like this. Now, there's a guy who I used to work with at the law firm. His name is Ray Anderson, and he played football at Stanford, okay? And he then went on to law school at Harvard, and now he's the number three guy in the whole NFL office, okay? That's a black man.
Okay.
Okay. Well, he played at Stanford. He didn't even have a chance to go pro. But now he's running the league.
Okay. There you go.
And that's what you can do if you believe and if you use all those tools that you learn from sports. If you don't give up, if you don't take the easy way out, if you don't let people tell you that you can't be what God created you to be, and then if you seek out the resources to help you You network to meet people who can help you get in, gain access. Then, just like it says in, there's a book, this guy, he used to walk the earth a long time ago.
He was a carpenter. Moses?
No, he was a carpenter. And, I'm talking about Jesus. And he said, all things are possible if you believe. Okay, so these kids, if they just believe that they can do more and don't let people convince them, and that's what's happening now, they're being convinced by these handlers and these coaches and sometimes even their parents that the best way out is through sports. But mathematically, that's not true. I mean, just for example, in football, they just had an NFL draft, and they drafted 244 players. Okay, and by position, they drafted 7 quarterbacks.
Okay.
That's 7 quarterbacks, and out of all of the quarterbacks in the country, they drafted 6 safeties out of all of the safeties in the country. So if you're number 9, you don't even get drafted. I mean, if you're in the top 10, there's a chance you won't get drafted at certain positions. And 244 players overall, they had 244 seniors. This is ACC country, right? Virginia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they had 244 seniors in the ACC. So mathematically, that would mean if they drafted everybody from the ACC, then nobody from the SEC would get drafted. Nobody from the Big Ten, nobody from the Big 12, nobody from the Pac-10. So the numbers and the math of it, you would think, would cause you to say, I need to have another plan here just in case. Because you can be good. I mean, there's guys that, and then in the NBA draft that just took place even more recently than that, again, coming close to home, Scottie Reynolds did not get drafted. And this guy was the player of the year in the Big East Conference.
Yes.
All-American.
Yes.
And he didn't get drafted. Now, for sure, he signed with a team, but he didn't sign no guaranteed contract for the kind of money that he had been led all his life to believe he was going to be making. Okay.
Okay.
So right off the bat, the bubble is burst on it. Now, he got the talent to make it on a team for sure, but he's going to be playing for the NBA minimum. Okay, not the multi-million-dollar contract that everybody was thinking that he was going to get. It's not there. Now, he can work hard and he can come up. But again, here's a guy that was the leading scorer, all-time leading scorer, I think, in Villanova history.
Yeah, he was putting up good numbers, very good numbers.
Exactly. And he didn't get that. And the kid, Sharon Collins from Kansas, who's just as good, he didn't get drafted. So when we see these things, I don't understand how we can ignore the facts, okay? And the facts are, it's a long shot. And again, that doesn't mean don't put 110% effort in, but let's be real and be prepared, because if you're not prepared, guess what? Nobody cares if you're not prepared.
Exactly. Exactly.
Then it's on you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, we've often had conversations on some of the numbers of these, you know, guys that go broke or whatever, things like that, or what do their careers ended up being after they get done with the NFL or NBA or whatever other professional league they're at. Give us some of them numbers.
Well, the numbers are frightening. 8 out of 10 NBA NFL players, 8 out of 10 NFL players, according to the league's own statistics, within 2 years of retirement, they're either bankrupt, unemployed, or divorced, or all three. And in the NBA, within 5 years, about 70% of NBA players suffer the same fate. This guy, Lorenz Wright, who was just murdered in Memphis, is bankrupt. His house has been foreclosed on. He's got $26,000 per month in child support obligations. Okay, so they, Antoine Walker made $110 million in a 12-year NBA career, and he played the season before last. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's already filed bankruptcy. Okay, so, and it's not so much that they just, I mean, the lavish lifestyle is part of it, but even a bigger part is that these young men, all they do is work on their game. They don't work on themselves. And then so when the air goes out the ball, they don't have anything that they've put in place to duplicate the kind of income that they have become accustomed to making. So, you know, in the NBA, the average salary is $2 million. So if you don't position yourself for the end of the game, when we know that the end is coming at one point, and you go from $2 million to an assistant coach at your high school making $35,000, you know, you're going to have a problem. And you have, again, like some of these guys, they got child support obligations that Lorenz Wright, it would took him $500,000 just to pay his child support. And so they make poor decisions, and the biggest poor decision is they don't surround themselves with people who want more from them than what they have, you know. They get pushed on the court and on the field, but they don't get pushed in their personal life. And just like most of the guys who make it, you know, they first time they pick up a ball, they probably dropped it, or they try to make a basket, they missed it, but they just kept practicing, they kept working on it. And then they get real good at it. And so we think it's the same thing if they just spend some time working on themselves and becoming, you know, articulate and aware of what's going on in the world, then however they are now, then 5 or 10 years down the road, they'll be pros in net just like they were on the court. And so then they can transition and they can, you know, have assets that can, you know, require that they get paid some money when their career is over. Because if you don't have any marketable skills, then, you know, I mean, being an ex-player, that's not a job. That's, they don't qualify you for many jobs than ex-NBA player or ex-NFL player.
Exactly. Now, Mr. Glenn. All right. Let me jump in here real quick. Callers, if you have any questions for our guest today, Mr. Everett Glenn, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Give us a call if you have a question for our guest today, Mr. Everett Glenn. You talked about Boss. Where can they find more information about Boss?
Well, they can contact you. I think you have some information about it. They can contact us. They can go to our website, www.estsportslawpro.com. And if they were to click on, we have some company news events in the right-hand side of the front page, and they would click on that Super Bowl event, then that'll take them to what we did down in Miami at Boss. They can give us a call at 562-619-8460. We actually plan to be in the Hampton Roads area. That's on our schedule. The next one is in, we'll be at the Staples Center in Los Angeles in October. And we'll have the student athletes from Southern California High Schools that will be breaking in. And then after that, we'll be down in Dallas at the Super Bowl for the kids in Dallas.
All right.
We try to do them. and we had a kid in Kansas City, so we're putting together one to do in the Kansas City area for one of our clients that's on the Kansas City Chiefs, and then we got one we're putting together in Cleveland for a guy who's on the Cleveland Browns. So we hope to be able to penetrate that Hampton Roads market by bringing some resources that can help the young men achieve a better result. Albert Einstein said it best when he said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Okay, so that's what we're doing. We're doing the same thing that the guy did before, and even if he made it, you got to follow him through to the other side. And if we do the same thing, we're going to get the same kind of result that he got. I mean, in order to be successful, I mean, I think these kids ought to be looking at what guys like Magic Johnson has done, guys like Junior Bridgman. And you don't even hear about those guys. Well, you hear about Magic, obviously, because the Lakers. But most of these kids, I'm listening, they might not even know who Junior Bridgman is. But he had a wonderful NBA career. And, you know, he owns about 150 restaurants. It's making more money.
Oftentimes we miss out on that part. You know, we think that that money's going to follow us, or it's going to stay with us long after that little career is over. And they don't look at that. And as a result, the athletes miss out on it. And they truly don't think about it, you know. And even coming out of college, you know, you had a nice career at college. You had a nice 4-year college. You played sports at college. Okay, now you don't get drafted. You don't make it to the next level like you anticipated in playing. So now you turn around and have to be able to use what you have. Of course, you have that degree, I hope. You have that degree. And now using that along with your network, you should be able to walk into some of these other avenues, things that Mr. Glenn talked about in the sports industry, just due to
having knowledge. If I played at University of Virginia, for example, I would know the athletic director, okay?
Yeah.
I would know him on a first-name basis, and he would know that one of my goals is to stay involved in sports. Okay, and I would be asking him, like, what kind of majors would you suggest that I pursue if I want to do that? But the athlete finds himself in a catch-22 because many times at these institutions, they can't major in what they would like to or they need to major in order to have some marketable skills because that stuff conflicts with practice. I mean, I've heard, you know, I mean, I can't count the number of times I've heard. I mean, I just talked to a kid a couple of weeks ago who plays at New Mexico State, and on the website they said he's majoring in one thing, and then when I talked to him, he says he's not majoring in that because as he got up into the more advanced classes required for that major, they conflicted with football. So the coaches tell him he's got to change his major, so... Here's a kid that spent 2 years, 4 years in college pursuing one major, and now he's got to change it, so he's not going to graduate. It's just, it's amazing. That's part of the problem in the system is that, you know, the sport is given priority over everything. And
exactly.
When they're done
exactly.
with you, then they're done with you. And they don't
you know,
give it's, three or not.
It's funny that you bring that up. Because I was hoping to have on another guest, Mr. Julius Cartwright, and you know Julius well, and he has a program called Staff, and Staff focuses on that sole thing of making sure that athletes understand when they get to college that they can continue on that path that they decide to be on. If you want to be an architect, continue on being an architect. That requires you're going to have to put in a little extra work, extra time in the lab, or whatever you're doing, along with being out there on the field, or whether or not you're out there on the court. And hopefully we can get Julius on sometime and talk about his staff program.
But that's the same exact thing.
About this whole thing is for parents, and what parents have to understand is that they have to hold these coaches and these universities accountable and stop them from coming into your house telling you that your son could do whatever he wants to do at school, and then when he gets there, then they tell him, well, he can't major in this, and he can't major in that, and he can't take this, and he can't take that. To me, that's like a breach of contract. Okay, if you come into my house and you tell me this stuff, and then, you know, the next time we talk, you say, well, I just interferes with sports. And again, at the end of the day, they're not going to give you a job. They're not going to pay for you for the 2 years you need to finish up the requirements because you had to change in midstream. So it's really, I think, incumbent upon parents to take a leadership role, stop following the kids, to take a leadership role and make sure, because that's actually what the parent is supposed to do, is watch out for their children, right? And so
he's
happy because he got a scholarship. If they're only going to let him major in, interdisciplinary studies or something, again, where it'll be hard for him to use that if it doesn't work out, you know, professionally, especially, again, when we know that the percentage of guys is less than 1%. So there's a better chance you are not going to go pro than there is. That's just a fact. I don't care how good.
Exactly.
And
well,
got an example in Hampton Roads this year. Hopefully he's going to make an NBA team, but he didn't get drafted. And if you had asked him in January, was he going to be drafted, I'm certain that the answer was yes.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, oftentimes they fail to see that there's always that possibility that you're not making it, and then what you're going to do. But before we go on, I need to give some other folks that's in the Parents Coach and Parent Network a plug. I always do. I have to give them their props. A group out of Texas that I talk to on a regular basis. They're a great recruiting service, and they're doing a free recruiting program for kids to make sure that they understand the recruiting process as well and helping them work through the recruiting process. It's a group called Abertees. And I'm going to go ahead and give them a little plug right now if I can get their commercial to come up. And we'll get back to you in a second there, Mr. Glenn.
Okay. So, skating good? That smells like you've been skating for a while.
Okay. All right, it doesn't look like our commercial is going to come up, so we're going to continue on with the conversation. We probably got about 5 more minutes before we have to close out. I don't know what seems to be going on here, but that's all right. We can move right along. But you brought up some great things, and I know that over the years you've been working hard with some great young men, on various sports and have guided them down a straight path. And made sure that they stayed on track, you know, because oftentimes, you know, like you said, the athletes look at glamour, you know, they look at the bling or whatever else they think they got going for themselves, but yet and still, they don't have any outside resources, they don't have any thoughts of what's going to happen when that last pass is thrown, or when that last ball, or as you say, when the air comes out the ball. They don't have any of that information even in their head. And what you're doing at ESP and with the BOSS program, that is definitely a great plus for all. That's definitely a great plus for all.
Well,
you got anything to add before we close out this show?
Well, I thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience and I would just, again, encourage parents to take a more active role and not as a cheerleader so much. I mean, again, it's wonderful to support your children and be proud of their accomplishments. But if they're not prepared, then it's going to be a short-lived path. And it's almost like a drug. You'll be tasting that high from now on, and you will never get that high again. And so, I mean, yeah, if I could just encourage people to investigate, to get involved, to don't just accept what these schools are telling you about, you know, what they are going to do for your children, how much they care about your children. And then again, then tell them they can't major in what they want to major in. So, and push these young men and encourage them, because, you know, when they go against the grain, which really is not against the grain, it's just against the grain in terms of what athletes do. But, you know, other than athletes, most people follow the same formula for success. You know, they identify what it is they want to do. They commit to pay the price to accomplish it. They identify the obstacles that they might have to overcome. They go find the help to help them overcome those obstacles, and they don't give up. And if these young men did that, then they would have success beyond the kind of success they have now. Now, they go to school and just graduate from college. That's more success than most of these kids who are playing sports achieve. So we can't look at not making it the pros as a failure. So I think, again, it's this whole environment that exists, and there's nothing we're going to probably be able to do in our lifetime to change that, especially with the money that's involved and then get carried out there that, you know, if I make that. But, again, the guys have made hundreds of millions of dollars and they wind up broke. So there's got to be something different and more that you got to do to really make it work. We think we have that answer, and we would look forward to having anybody among us.
You're still there? You're starting to fade out.
Yeah, who's got a kid who's got some high-level talent. And we look forward to coming to Hampton Roads and meeting viewers and sharing in person, you know, what it is we do.
Definitely. We look forward to bringing you to Hampton Roads and letting you expose some of our athletes to what we do here in Hampton Roads. But you got to know, this program here, the Parent Coach and Parent Network, we're starting to stretch out across the country. So you're going to be talking to a group at Hampton Roads. We're stretching out. We got affiliates in Mississippi.
That's
got affiliates
in
Texas.
Wonderful. I hope that talked to somebody from Mississippi yesterday. I hope they listened to your program.
and in Ohio, your old stopping ground.
Right.
And even the Los Angeles area, we don't connect with folks out that way. So, you know, we're trying to make things happen for the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network and get the word out to all that.
You should be commended, man. I thank you for having for the parents that you took the time and had the initiative to try to just, because information is the key.
Okay, Everett, you just faded out on me, but at the same time, we about to close this show down. But I thank you for coming on this evening. We're just speaking to Mr. Everett Glenn, owner and founder of ESP, Entertainment Sports Plus, out of Los Angeles, with offices also in Atlanta as well, and the Cleveland, Ohio area. So that was Mr. Everett Glenn from ESP Sports. Let me see if we're going to get our closeout song, close this show out the right way. Let's see what's going to happen there, folks. If not, the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network will catch you on Thursday at 9 p.m. sharp. We will have another great show for you. It doesn't seem like we're going to get our closeout song. Something seems to be going wrong with my switchboard, but that's all right. All y'all folks have a good evening, and this is the Parent, Coach, and Parent Network. We are out.